Virgin Radio 104.4, Sucker Joe Bros relationships. I'm a sucker for you. Let's say your other half has just been offered something of a lifetime for their own career or their own journey, but they've got to leave you for 4 months.
Yeah.
Are you cool with it? Has it happened to you in real life? It's happened to my sister, and my brother-in-law. He's got to go for 4 months on his journey of becoming obviously a doctor in arts, PhD. He's been given this opportunity to go for 4 months, and she's cool with it. You know what I mean?
Chris, not so much.
What? I'm not saying it's not so much. I'm just like, I don't know, man. Is it Nona? Nona, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, has this happened to you?
Well, it happened to me when I was married and I wanted to go and do my master in Nantes in France for the sociology. And unfortunately, my ex wouldn't let me go for 6 months and come back. And since then, I always think that if he would let me go, it would be a life change for me. So this time, if I would have a partner in the future and something happened, I would definitely tell him, go and follow your dreams because that's what you want.
No.
And still after 12 years, I'm going through this and keep thinking that why he never let me go for 6 months only.
For six months. Was that one of the reasons you guys parted ways? Was that one of the factors that played in that?
No, it wasn't. It was too many other factors, but not that one. But he could come and go and visit me he was flying all the time and he was traveling all the time. That was a great opportunity for me. But,
yeah.
But six months is a long time. Like that's.
But it's something for the rest of her life that's going to change her life.
Yeah, but what happens if she meets someone in those 6 months?
You got to have trust.
Mm-hmm. No, there is a trust there. And we build up a relationship based on the trust. But and he could come and go. I mean, he had this opportunity to come and visit me for some time, and that was always my dream to get my master and PhD in sociology. But never happened. So I got my master here in Dubai in different
college.
Yeah,
college. I mean, I guess it's each their own. Now, Mark, you agree? You would say 100%. Let them go.
Yeah, I agree with that. And as Freddie said about it, we need to support each other. But to achieve a relationship that you would trust each other, the key to it is a good communication. Even if you're far apart from each other, like 4 months, 6 months, or a year, good communication is the key for you to work with that relationship, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning that. You know, one of our friends, Caroline Stanberry.
Yeah.
Her and her husband, Jem, have an amazing relationship because they're both really busy in their fields and they both travel along. And she always tells me, she gives me this advice. She's been married for 17 years and they're happily married. Mm. And she's like, listen, if you want it to be a successful marriage, you really got to have people, you got to really trust each other, but also at the same time, give each other the freedom that you need. Because as soon as you feel locked down, that's when you start, you know, wanting to get away from that person that's locking you down. And I think I honestly have that tendency. You know, even yesterday Brianna says to me, oh, I'm going to Fajero because I'm doing diving on Tuesday. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to Fajero on Tuesday? You didn't even tell me.
You get worried.
Yeah, I totally, it's me. It's not me being a control freak.
Yeah.
It's me just being worried. I'm like, you don't know how to dive. Where, she's like, yeah, I've got a course. I'm going on Tuesday with some friends. What do you mean you're going? You didn't even tell me. And then her and I nearly got into this argument. And then I had to tell myself, take a step back here, Chris. This is something that she's always wanted to learn how to dive.
Yeah.
And I said, just, yep, cool. All right, babe. Enjoy it. Do what you got to do.
Loads of, like, handsome divers, isn't it?
Stop. No, but it's about letting go.
And that's right. They're wearing wetsuits. Could you help me do one up, please?
It's Flying Johnson, the skydiving Johnson situation all over again.
Is he a skydiver as well, Flying
Shut
Johnson?
Up. Divers usually have, like, really good bodies and they're lean.
Stop, Chris.
She loves
but
you.
But see, here's the thing. You don't want to be stuck in a situation where you end up resenting your partner because
exactly,
they didn't let you have that one opportunity. You're going to hold that against your partner for the rest of your life, whether you like it or not. It's going to be in the back of your mind.
Yeah, resentment is a huge thing when it comes to relationships. Absolutely huge. You don't know. As soon as you start resenting your partner, it's coming to an end.
Really?
Because there's no way out of that. How are you going to get out of that situation? Mm.
All right, we'll take more calls next. 0487155444.
Keep listening for an exciting chance to recreate your family photo.
It's 9:44. Good morning.
Simply book your summer flight with Emirates by 24th June and you could be a winner of one of 14 luxury staycations in the UAE. Visit emirates.com. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
On air. On air. On air. On air with Ryan Seacrest back at 1 p.m. today.
Oh, well, he made the cut.
Isn't that nice? Didn't see him on the schedule today, but a late ad. Gary Seacrest coming next to celebrate Father's Day. We shall honor the Garibaldi.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Powered by KFC.
The KFC Surf and Turf Box. It's a no-brainer. Order now at kfc.me.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, wouldn't you love to go to Italy this year? Imagine us driving through Tuscany.
How are we going to pay for that?
Our Nadrum Visa card, of course.
Your dream escape awaits. Luxury travel packages worth 280,000 dirhams to be won. Use your Najm Visa card abroad and you could win an Emirates Holidays package worth 55,000 dirhams. Or one of 15 holiday packages worth 15,000 dirhams each. SMS WIN to 1681 to apply for a Najm card now. Terms and conditions apply.
Exciting news. Optimum Nutrition, the world's number one sports nutrition brand, is now available across all Holland and Barrett, Bincina, Life Pharmacies, Doctor Nutrition and Good Health Nutrition stores, and all major pharmacies across the UAE. Get your favourite Optimum Nutrition products now.
Hey Ron, why do you keep peering down on your phone time and again?
Just checking the rates, James. Need to send a large sum home to pay my mortgage.
Then why not set up a rate alert with UAE Exchange Online?
And how do you do that?
Just visit ae.uaeexchange.com and click on the rate alert icon. You can enter your preferred rate, and as soon as it triggers, you get an alert.
Wow, that actually is smarter.
That's right. Be smart and set up a rate alert with ae.uaeexchange.com to send money at your preferred rate. Visit ae.uaeexchange.com or download the UAE Exchange app now.
Travel the world in comfort and style with KLM. Experience KLM's economy comfort with extra legroom and recline. Or indulge in the luxurious service offered only from KLM's World Business Class. For more information, visit klm.ae. Call 800-556 or call your travel agent. Book now. KLM. Journeys of inspiration. Terms and conditions apply.
The Chris Fade Show.
Powered by Warner Brothers World, Abu Dhabi.
29 state-of-the-art rides and attractions, live shows and more. Buy your tickets now at wbworld.com.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, God. I got everyone WhatsApping me right now. Everyone talking about, because we're talking, this is a good topic. 9:46. Imagine your partner, your husband, your wife got an opportunity of a lifetime that they've always wanted to do, but it meant being away from you for 6 months. Would you be cool with them doing it? I'm getting told to, yeah, Chris, but I'm old school Arab. Mm. Like, I'm all for the opportunity, but being 6 months away? Come on, we've got a relationship here.
I know, but I think things like this, having your personal achievements, I feel, adds to your relationship in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have your own identity. I did this on my own, and I'm bringing that back to the relationship.
Oh, taking more calls next. We'll wrap it up as well with Sheena. Hanging out with Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. 6 months.
You bring an energy I've never felt before. Some kind of chemical that reaches through my core. Feels like as far as you and me, I've never had a choice. You feel like home. You're like the opposite of all of my mistakes. Tear down the biggest walls and put me in my place. I know that kind of comfortable you cannot replicate. You feel like home. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking me, say, oh, how do you know? I don't just feel it in my heart. Don't just feel it in my heart. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. And I know when it cuts deep down through your chest and through your soul, that's how you know. That's how I know. I feel it in my bones. And I know when it cuts deep down through your chest and through your soul. Just to get some time back, that's right. Cause for you and me, I got no alibi. You feel like home. Oh, so if you're asking me, saying, oh, how do you know? I don't just feel it in my heart.
How do you know? I don't just feel it in my heart. Don't just feel it in my heart. No, I feel it.
To 10 on Virgin Radio 104.4. So my sister and my brother-in-law, they got an amazing relationship in Australia, both doctors, artists. One of them's just finished their doctorate, PhD, given the opportunity of going to Japan for 4 months to work and live.
Mm-hmm.
And she's cool with it. We're asking you about that on the show right now. Say your partner has got this opportunity of a lifetime for 6 months. They have to go travel, though. They have to be away from you for 6 months. Do you let them do it? It's really hard. Pretty's all about, 100%, do it.
I mean, it's not going to be easy. I'm saying yes very easily. Yeah. Obviously, those 6 months are going to be very difficult, but it's a test of your relationship, of your marriage. But I know at the end of it, you know, my partner is going to be super happy and he's achieved something in his life that he's always wanted to.
That's really cool. I'm learning that as I get older as well. Got to have that, allow is probably not the word that you want to use, but like just understanding what the other person requires and wants, I think is really important.
Yeah.
Let's say Liz is offered a job 6 months, she's got to be away from you. Would you be cool with that?
She said, thinking about moving back home and you stay here.
Oh, really? That's come up.
And I was like, and then she came back the next day and she's like, actually, no, that wouldn't work.
Why?
Why? I don't know, like long distance.
Relationships?
Yeah, probably not a good idea in my opinion.
Sana, morning.
Good morning.
So, are you in the same situation right now?
I am in the same situation. My husband moved to Moscow, but he's Russian, so it was okay. He moved to Moscow because he had a great opportunity with the top oil and gas company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be minimum 2 years before he can come back to the region.
Yeah.
And I work for the largest IT company here. And I said, I'm going to stay. You go. You do what you have to do. Sacrifice for our family for the next 2 years is, you know, gonna prove something for the rest of our lives. We'll look back at this time and smile. And I have a 1-year-old and a 7-year-old. And it's really tough with the two kids. But hey, we're making it work.
Good on you. That's really cool. Yeah. I like that. How often, what's the longest you've been apart from each other? Do you, obviously, Russia and the UAE, not too far away. You can sort of jump. Is he coming back every so often?
He's coming back every so often, and I'm also traveling there every so often because it's also part of my region now. So it's okay. And, to take the kids, my son is now, we're going to send him over for the next 2 months to Russia to be the grandfather who lives there. And me and my daughter are just going to fly back and forth over weekends and any breaks.
That's so let me ask you, when it comes to having trust issues, are there any trust issues, or are you guys 100%, you know, you guys know that what you guys have got?
No, my husband trusts me 100%, and I trust him 100%. I never actually thought about it, never.
It never crossed your mind.
My mind.
Yeah.
No, he's not the type, and I'm not the type, and that's, I think, also part of the reason why we married each other is that. Yeah, we have that trust and we have that love and that appreciation for each other. And he would never break that. He cherishes the relationship, and so do I. We'd never break that.
So should I, if Brianna wants to go to the Mall of Emirates later this afternoon without me, I should be cool with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, I'm learning.
I'm learning.
Day by day, step by step.
Yeah, you're
starting to Katy Perry, Virgin Radio. We'll wrap it up with Sheena next. Good morning.
But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean get over again.
sick of dry hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain, 'cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess, but wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean. This is never really over.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll stick it up for you all over again.
Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. What do you think about that, Rossi?
He's gone.
Rossi's left. He's going to get part day two of his hair transplant.
You know, this year for Rossi, if you think about it, it's been smooth sailing for 100%. This man.
And he still complains. That's what I love. He still complains. Sheena is in studio. She never complains. If Mark Shakedown, Abu Jolda, your husband, got a tour of the world for 6 months, he wasn't going to see you for 6 months as a DJ, what would you say?
I would say go for it for several reasons. I'll tell you why. One, hopefully there's some really awesome... I know he's just said he's not going to see me, but please, I will go to any really amazing place that he's going to be, even if it's for a day or two.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
And these are the kind of experiences that you know, we live for, so no one should stop you from them.
And it doesn't come around very often. Like we heard from a caller beforehand, she was supposed to get her master's. Her ex said no, and now she's never gotten her master's done, and that's something she's going to think about for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's sad.
Resentment is a huge thing in relationships, and you don't want to create it.
I also feel like that last caller, Sana, really had some good points, like talking about trust and like where you are in the relationship. They had two children already, so they kind of know that everything that they're doing, they're going to do to make it work, even with the distance. Normally, I don't really believe that long distance can... For me, long distance is not something I would like to do, but in these circumstances, with the time limit and with, you know, a common goal, I feel like it could totally work.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to get Brianna on, my fiance. She's not answering. Eddie, can you try one more time?
Jeff, same.
Yeah, she's up. She's working. No, she's up. Your husband's just getting out of bed, the lucky ducky, and you'd still allow him to go and tour the world for 6 months. Man, yes.
I know, but you're just jealous of Jeff's life.
I am.
Totally. I would be too.
And I am too.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's about following your passion. Like, imagine my parents said to me, different relationship, my parents said to me back when I was 22, you're not moving to Dubai, that's it, it's over.
Yeah, this wouldn't have happened, you're right. Yeah.
That's my one shot, yeah, you know?
True.
So,
I got my fiancé on the phone. Good morning, Brianna. Have you been listening to the show at all?
No.
Okay, awesome stuff. All right, cool.
Sorry.
This is why I say same.
Yeah. No, she listens. She knows the show.
So, Brianna, just so you know,
Chris... Hold on, can I talk to my fiancé before you rudely interrupt?
Let me talk to Brianna. You talk to her all the time. Let me talk to
Brianna. Brianna, I just want to let you know, honey, babe.
honey, because
you go on. I just want to say, on Tuesday you go to Fajera and you go diving, right, baby? You do. You do what makes you happy, okay?
Is this what you've been talking about?
No, well, sort of. Oh, wow. So, Brianna, just so you know, we've been talking about how would you, in a scenario, would you let your partner go away for 6 months to follow his or her dream or do something that they want to accomplish? Would you be okay with that? That's what we've been talking about.
What if that opportunity came for you to go, whatever, your dream to go somewhere for 6 months that we're not together, do you think that I would say, yeah, go ahead and go?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Correct.
There would be a lot.
Now, if roles were reversed, I had to go somewhere, live in LA for 6 months and you had to stay here, what do you think you'd say?
If you had to live somewhere, I'm very easygoing.
Yep.
And I'd probably let you do it.
Yeah, she'd let me do it, definitely.
So you need to learn something. You are a lucky
guy. That's all I got to say. You are one lucky guy, Chris.
Look at me. I'm Lebanese.
No.
She's lucky. I told you.
Brianna puts up with so much. You thank your lucky star. She said yes.
Yeah. Baby, you go to Fujera on Tuesday for the day. Do whatever you want. Just make sure you're home by 9. I'll give you a call. Just make sure I let you. Let me know when you get home, okay?
Okay, that's fine. But can you add something to that?
Oh, yes.
Can you not make me feel guilty about it?
Good luck with that.
Not at all. I will be. I'll be alone for the day. Don't worry. I'll do my own thing. And
here we go.
Yeah,
I'll just
is.
Be there on my own. Okay. And you might meet a. Don't forget about Chad. Chad's a make believe boyfriend that I've made up that she could find.
Oh,
he's just like
goodness.
He's like a surfer dude.
You are annoying.
He's like really chilled out surfer, six pack, has no worries in his world, lives off the land, gets about $5 there, but he's so cool and he's so good for that like moment, but like longevity with Chad is nowhere.
Oh,
you need
goodness.
Someone who's stable, consistent, brings
stop,
in good
Chris.
Money, loyal.
Chris.
Lebanese, Chris. Arab.
Chris, look at me. Chris.
You're
Kristen,
crazy.
Kristen Fahad.
Yeah.
Brianna has said yes to marrying you.
Okay.
She ain't going nowhere.
Okay,
you need to relax and let her be.
Okay, babe, I love you. You enjoy Fujera for the day, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Love you so much. Bye.
Poor girl.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Poor girl.
Oh, that's normal. I'm a normal guy.
You are going to message her guaranteed all day on Tuesday. Babe, what are you doing? Babe, what are you doing? Send me a photo. Babe, what are you doing? I'm tired. I'm fine.
I'm not going to message one thing. You know what I am going to do is hand this show over because we are so late. Sheena is up next. Have her on all day. We'll be back tonight with the Hour of Power. Have a great weekend. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, wear your seatbelts, be home by 9. Yalla bye.
Did you know with ae.uaeexchange.com you can send money through any bank account in the UAE? So make the smarter choice and send money online with ae.uaeexchange.com today.
Watch the ultimate cricket experience at Novo Cinemas as the teams battle it out for the ICC Cricket World Cup 2019. Catch all the action, the fastballs, the wickets, and the sixes live on the big screen until the 14th of July. Can't watch the full innings? Don't fret. Choose your favorite team, bat or ball, with tickets starting at just 52 dirhams. Novo Cinemas, the ultimate place to watch select ICC Cricket World Cup 2019 matches. Book now on the Novo Cinemas website or app and have a great time out.
This DSS, spin and win at Ibn Battuta Mall from 21st June till 3rd August. Spend 250 dirhams and you could win an instant prize. There are gift cards, cinema tickets, kids entertainment zone passes,